honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I am a very lucky gal. I have two of the most wonderful co-hosts in the world. I've got Andrea Donsky here on Naturally Savvy, and we are joined by David Pollack, my co-host and beauty expert extraordinaire from Beauty Inside Out. And Andrea, I'm so excited. He's going to be talking about some of his favorite do-it-yourself recipes for beautiful skin.
Well, I am looking forward to it. I love having David on the show, and I did receive some of his amazing products, so I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, aren't they awesome? All right, David, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. How are you ladies today?
We're good. How are you?
Thank you.
We're going to have a great time.
We always do. All right, David, so lay it on us. Give us some of your favorite do-it-yourself beauty, I don't know if you call them products or recipes.
Beauty recipes. And I got to tell you, you know, we talk a lot on the other show about the dangerous chemicals found in cosmetic products, not just in food products, but in cosmetics, and how we're all looking for safe beauty. And so one way to avoid them is learn to read the label and find the topic ingredients to avoid, like the parabens and the glycols and things you and I often talk about. But another way to do that is using natural ingredients and making the products yourself. And so I wrote a book, 101 Recipes for Beauty, and I want to share some today, just some fun ones that are just simple things you can do. And one of my favorites, probably one of the most popular, is my caffeine cellulite scrub. So those with problems with cellulite, well, it's summertime. You want to look good in your bathing suit as you go out. You want to look good in your shorts. And let's face it, life takes its effect.
So it sure does.
So when you're done making your coffee this morning, take those leftover grounds and don't throw them away, but take like 3/4 of a cup or, you know, an amount of the coffee grounds from the coffee maker and pour them into a bowl. Add 1/4 cup of brown sugar, add about 1/4 cup of olive oil and a little bit of flaxseed oil, and I'd put a drop or two of essential oil, peppermint essential oil in there for a nice aroma, but then mix them up. And what you could do is then, you know, next time you take a bath or shower and you've wet all your legs in the affected areas, massage this over the affected area. And don't use too much pressure, but a little bit of pressure. What's happening is you're breaking up the fatty deposits from the cellulite by doing this massage with the granules from it. So that's a physical action where it's going to break it up. Part two, the caffeine from the ground coffee is going to be absorbed into the skin and help release some of that and break up the cellulite as well. Caffeine is a small enough molecule. It's one of the few things that can go into the skin very easy without a delivery system. So you don't have to spend a fortune on these expensive cellulite products. You don't have to worry about unsafe chemicals. Here's a fun item you can make and actually see some great results very quickly.
So what does the flaxseed oil do? What's its purpose in the mix?
You know, flaxseed and olive oil both are great oils. They both have all kinds of nutrients. The olive oil what I'm trying to do is soothe the skin and deliver all kinds of essential fatty acids. Now, different type of fat that we're trying to break up here. I'm trying to deliver antioxidants, and I'm also trying to provide a little bit of slip. And so, you know, you're not going to be able to massage it over your skin if you don't have something to provide lubricity, and the oils will do that. But they're good oils, and so that way they're going to deliver all kinds of other nutrients, giving your skin this soft, radiant glow afterwards.
Well, I definitely have a cellulite problem. I'm on my legs, and I swear, you look at pictures of my mother, and she had it too. My sister doesn't have an ounce. It makes me crazy. But anyway, how quickly, now that everyone knows I have cellulite, how quickly will this work? I mean, does it really diminish? David, please help. I'm desperate.
Well, first of all, whatever cellulite you have or don't have didn't appear overnight. It's like you and I have spoken about how I've changed my lifestyle and lost a bunch of weight over time. I didn't gain it overnight. You don't gain cellulite overnight. It's something that happens over time. So it's not going to completely get rid of everything overnight. So you'd want to use it a few, 2-3 times a week this week, next week, and then slow it up from there. And you are going to start seeing a difference. And so you can see a little bit of a difference the first time, but it's going to slowly over an effect. So it depends how much you have. But again, physical, because you're massaging it in, you have a physical effect there, and then allow it a couple minutes for it to absorb before you rinse it off, and then that way the caffeine is having an opportunity to absorb.
What about a facial scrub? What can you recommend? You know, I mean, obviously we don't want to use anything that's too harsh on our face because it can break the capillaries, right, David? Like, but what would you recommend that, you know, something to clean our face with or
I actually have all kinds of facial recipes. Today I prepared more body. I knew you'd catch me with one. I go, whatever I prepare, she's going to come over with one. About,
we care about our face, you know. I want your eyes and face to look good.
Next time I'm on, I'll make sure to bring some for the face. I have another body one or two we can discover. But,
okay, sure.
But I will say this. All the listeners can go download my book, 101 Recipes for Free, at my website. That's justaskdavid.com. Up in the top right, they can download a report that tells them about all the dangerous chemicals, but when they get it, the other book comes with it. The computer will email it immediately to them, and that way they can download and see all the different recipes. And plus, we'll post some of these as well. But let's jump to a body scrub, if you will. And so, you know, we're talking about how to get rid of cellulite. There are some times you don't need to worry about cellulite, or you just want to have more radiant skin. Here we're going to do something a little bit similar. It's a revitalizing body scrub. Now, here I use, and Lisa and I have talked about this a few times, the difference of using sea salt or sugar, and I'm going to answer that in a second. But take 3 cups of sea salt. It's a large, coarse grain. Take 3/4 cup olive oil. Take about the same amount of a sweet almond oil, a couple drops of your favorite essential oil. Mix them together. But now this is great to massage over your hands, over your feet, over your heels, over your entire body to get rid of the dead skin cells, and especially dry, cracked skin, your elbows, etc. The difference is the oils are going to prevent the skin from drying out from the salt. Number two is it's really a large, coarse exfoliator, but if you're not comfortable with it, you could swap it out and use sugar. I often prefer sugar as an exfoliator, but when you have really coarse skin, I like the coarse molecule, or the larger size of the salt, I should say. So it's great to do. You can do it over your hands and make your hands as soft as you can imagine. And when you rinse it away, those oils are going to have nourished the skin and softened the skin so much, you're not going to believe it. And so you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I never need another hand lotion. It's going to be like a miracle cure for rough skin.
That's amazing. I mean, I like what you're saying about the sea salt, because especially if you're using like a Himalayan salt or, you know, one of the more mineral dense salts, if that's getting absorbed into your skin as opposed to using sugar, I like the fact, can we absorb? I'm guessing our skin is the largest organ and it absorbs what we put on it, right? So would we be essentially absorbing the minerals from the salt if you're using a good quality salt?
You actually can. You actually can. And I don't have to worry about the drying effects because of the oil around it. So I prefer using the salt in a scrub like this. There are times to use it, in, let's say, in a bath, which we can talk about in a second. But often you'll find I use sugar in a lot of my scrubs as well. So it really depends on your skin. But I do like some of the benefits of the salt. You may even want to try using a couple different types. Use a sea salt, like you mentioned, the Himalayan salt. You may even access or add into it some of the sugars. What you're looking for then is different sizes. Grains, and that's what's causing the physical exfoliation. And you do it a couple times a week. You don't need to press hard. It's going to exfoliate the top layers of dead skin cells, and you're going to have softer skin in no time.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, the scrubs are great. And I mentioned this before that I tend to prefer the sugar scrub. So it's the same thing then. If you're absorbing what you put on your skin into your skin, then a little bit of sugar would be absorbed as well. But it's just minute, I would imagine.
It is. It is. And somebody like me may need the sugar because I need to be a sweeter person. But, you know.
I don't think
now
you need that.
That's not true.
And while we're on the subject of salts and adding sweetness to me, let's talk about a soothing bath salt. Is just take a little bit of a sea salt or a Himalayan salt or a combination. Add a couple tablespoons of an Epsom salt and then a little bit of baking soda, just regular Arm & Hammer baking soda, and mix it into the tub. You're going to have the minerals from the salts, you're going to have a soothing bath, and the baking soda will actually cause a chemical reaction to help purify the pores, but it's going to create a nice soothing bath time. Let's face it, our listeners work hard. They take care of the kids. They take care of their husbands. They work, and probably in that order, the amount of workload. So that's the
You're
best way.
You're just relaxing me. Even saying that is just relaxing me about going into a bath. Well, David, we are out of time, unfortunately. Thank you so much for being on our show again today.
Thank you for having me.
Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.